Okay, so before we move to this topic, just one more tshuva, which I will not read through with you, but I'll give you his basic arguments on hugging and kissing of relatives. Then we're done.
Yeah.
You're like Donnie, but I'm like, no.
This is like the bonus part of my chabura, really.
Okay. Anyways, so Rav Henkin was asked about this in Bnei Banim. This is Kedalad, I think. Yeah, Kedalad, Tshuva, Yud Gimel. I'm not going to get into all his arguments, but a few arguments that he raises that are unique. So one is that he suggested they're actually that the Ramban actually thinks that there is, you know, we sort of suggested this as a theoretical possibility, or even as a practical possibility, but we didn't necessarily have a source in Rishonim for it, that that there's a line between, on the one hand, you know, taking a fully formal Isser perspective, and then the taking the, you know, carving out a heter by Hakol Hashem Shamayim and things like that. But there is the possibility that relatives are different in the sense that we can assume by relatives that they are the
not
correct. So he notes that if you look in the Ramban, remember the Ramban, right, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he does actually seem to say that, because the Ramban's girsa is Elohei b'kriva lav gamar min atar lohutra afil chasidim haosim l'shem shamayim el kol geder siag umutur b'krovot l'mishem muchzak sheinu chashud lasot kirvin min avishar nashem, right, and is mutter for relatives to those who are kasher, are not known to do be involved in arayot. And therefore, his conclusion from the Ramban is that dafka krovim keinzu hamadrega shel dami lav kishura laputim ena baharbei, saying, right, there's a, you know, meaning relatives, you don't have to get to the point of I think all women are to me like, you know, logs of wood, right, meaning, or white geese or whatever, right, you don't have to get to there. It's just that relatives, maybe you could carve out a het there, and therefore the halacha, he argues, based on the Ramban, that as long as you would have a shinui, meaning you'd kiss on the hand or something like that, that he thinks that would be mutter. Now he something else that he notes, which I noted yesterday, is that let's say one would, you know, shake hands or something with someone, and he would end up having hear her, right, or whatever, would kiss someone on the hand, which is not derech chiba, and then it would have hear her. Would you violate lo tikrovu?
No.
So his argument is no, right? He means that there's two possibilities. One is to say that if it turned out that there was hear her, you would violate lo tikrovu. The other is no, you wouldn't violate lo tikrovu, because lo tikrovu, you would violate hear her, but lo tikrovu, it has to be a romantic act, not just an act that calls hear her, right? He raised the possibility, but opts for the second option, right? That you wouldn't violate the tikru, which obviously creates more room for kula, because you're saying, look, even if it turned out that there would be hearer, right, as long as the act itself was not considered a romantic act, it wouldn't be a violation of Baltic Ravu. Then he goes through several shidot. Another possibility he raises, which is unique to him, is that maybe when the Rishonim talk about it being prohibited to kiss your sister, he thinks maybe that's only all the time. And this is what's unique to him, right? He says, right, maybe when the Rambam says, you know, it's mechur for your sister, that's like, you know, every time you greet your sister to give her a kiss, right? That'd be a normal thing.
But desexualize it, though.
No, because it would make you too familiar, right? Meaning, right? But again, this is his thing. And he says, that maybe it's only us or when it's bikviyot, but it was once in a while, like, you know, your sister gets engaged and you give her a hug,
right?
He thinks that's too much.
It's a smarty thing that they do.
But what's his raya? His raya is that the Gemara says that it was mutter for Ula because Ula was a tzaddik, and what would he do? Minashek lehu l'achvaze. He used to always kiss his sister, right? I mean, it wasn't nishek lach, right? L'achvaze. It wasn't he kissed his sister. No. His point is that Ula was a big tzaddik. It was mutter even to kiss all the time. But therefore, the implication is If you're Ula, X is mutter. But for everyone else, Y is mutter. Right? He's saying he didn't say Ula kissed his sister once. It said, every time you greet her, every time you come back from his medrash. Which implies that that's what's usher for the average person.
So once in a while is okay, but when you do it,
yeah, that's his argument. No, it's not. It doesn't sexualize. What are you talking about? If your sister gets engaged and you give her, you don't normally greet her with a hug. She gets engaged, you give her a hug.
It doesn't sexualize it, but I'm saying doing it more often desexualizes it.
No, but it also makes you more physically familiar.
I mean, Sephardim would get it's kissing on the cheek is desexualized in the Sephardim.
Correct, but his right. So his
not a relative thing.
No, so he also. Rav Hengen is the person that we saw, if you remember, who talks about that that culture thing, right? That's his next sort of series of arguments. But his point is that even without that, right, meaning another reason to be makel is if it's only once in a while. Again, he brings a lot of arguments. I'll just read you his last paragraph, and then we'll move on. And, you know, you can read his full arguments if you want. This is his Avraludina Lefinez Daiti. Milvad... said parents and children are always mutter, even though he notes that in the Rambam it's not so clear that that's true for adult children. It might only be young children, but he notes that the poskim don't really follow that. So he says if there's a real need, or it's bali tshuva, meaning you have not firm relatives, he said there, right, you can say that it's mutter when needed. Or this is part of that heter that we've talked about, that once something becomes common, so it's not, it's desexualized, right? Plus the Ramban that maybe by relatives it's even more makel. And as long as you're a good, you know, a good kosher person, we can assume that by relatives it's desexualized, right? So it's one. But what are his arguments? Right. One is the general habituation argument. Two is specifically relatives, according to the Ramban, might have a special dispensation. Again, not a magical one, just that the average person isn't attracted that way to relatives, and therefore, right, we can be more makil because of this habituation svara and this hakol shem shemayim svara when it's relatives. But obviously, it's best to do it with a shinui if possible. He says, plus his argument that if it's only once in a while, right, short, and it's only once in a while. And then the Bate Kahuna, who says that Chibuk Venishik Mekrovim is only Derech Hazhara, okay, fine. Now, his maskan is it's mutter, but he says, this is only if you see people, you know, once in a while. But he said, if you're seeing them all the time, then you shouldn't, right? Then you should. And he's saying, if you see your great aunt once a year, you know, and she's been insulted, it's not worth, you know, necessarily going into the explanation. But if you see them every week, but then you have to explain, you know, dear aunt, whatever. Okay, that's his maskana. So those are just some of the points that he's not, right, the conclusion is similar to Rav Amar, right, that it's fundamentally probably mutter, but it's best to avoid, right, because an argument could be made that it's mutter, but you know, we're always careful of these things. His addition is that maybe relatives are Mako, plus he adds the argument of Akrai versus Kfiot, right, that it's less problematic if it's only done once in a while. Okay, so those are two more arguments that he raises, okay? Okay, those are just, I'm saying, Allah Almighty, just know that there's this tshuva as well. Okay?